The artist, the enema of society, points out things that many people would prefer not to notice. Art is anything you can get away with. Art is anything you can get away with. The enema of society points out things that many people would prefer not to notice. Art is anything you can get away with.
The envelope, please.
Next is my page 19, speech 1, Innumerable Confusion.
I don't think you can quite get away with that phrase.
I don't think you can...
Innumerable is so suggestive.
I don't think you can.
You want to know. differentiate itself. Tides swallow, mountains drown, all structures, species cleanse.
Hello, my dear Luan, as usual, cast enchanting in the sparkling pale of dark moonlight. I was loving and treating you, that's good. Who me? Trouble? No, of course, there's just well, we, my kind, and I would. I wonder if they shouldn't be, if they even deserve to share in continuity, let alone eating of one and the same cycle.
Shimmer, they shake. Do you remember a child kicking you in the face? Slapping back, swallowing, sitting and staring. They pick up saying and try to ban me into different vocabulary. Their children are animals. Zombie excuse for walking dog. Dog, you're talking, you're the 90%. And if they only two and only too much, I know means a psych and a cycle of cyclones. We can build new homes in the sea.
You see, you're the mama, and we the animals. Your children, who eat animals, with need of plants, they need of sun, but need of you. Giving weapons, an awesome absolute body. It is your place to search, fertile sink, settle, start the chain, and you are an only
one. Hey, I know a way. Hop and puff, let's build and bark, dismantle this foam, foam at the mouth. It's been a long walk since primordial soup. Now they run a buckle vine on solid ground, assuming likenesses of trees and pouncing, raping and standing. I'll be smiling on the day they float. Houseboats out of men.
Once upon a time, we toys in the oceans full and laughed on the day she ate herself. Tides swallow, mountains drown, all structures, species cleanse. Once upon a time, we toys in the oceans full and laughed on the day she ate herself. Tides swallow, mountains drown, all structures, species cleanse.
This circle is a breeding ground for decay and pollution and death. Too many unnatural sounds and a spiritual light making you an inspirational seem impossible. But I've watched as they hollow lakes and displace inhabitants like I get out of the mean habits. If they really loved you, I'd strip sky and escape sea in spite of what they mostly be. Hoping that their god will someday return. Every time the bomb rolls, I get more upset, settling suddenly under breath. Red crumble, rearrange ensemble with a swift blow. Yeah, I get the galleons to adapt. Humans take beautiful significance.
Mother, mom, if I may, leave, I'm grown to be yet an instinctive understanding of more so unwilling. We choose to learn to sacrifice nothing, and of your other creations chase, take a vigil, we die trying to hide from our dangerous selves. The unclean beast of women hunt for inquiry, who strip the nests of their bowels, the building of caves and shop for sharp stones to kill. Better in fact, they now run wild, they even poison land. Land, and you with its extract, shamefully apes, witten the cursing nature to fly and concentrate, has in turn regressed. Oh, you've never seen such an evil. You should they even kill of their own kind of pleasure and gain. Please help them, take me in the name of fire. Let your waves crash amongst our breaths, cry and kill the air.
Once upon a time, tortoise in the ocean spoke and left on the day she ate herself. Tides swallowed, mountains drowned, all structures, species cleansed. Once upon a time, tortoise in the ocean spoke and left on the day she ate herself. Tides swallowed, mountains drowned, all structures, species cleansed.
I beg of you though, take me fast.
Oh, please take him first, so my last days can be spared of his arrogant ways and self-centered smile.
I cannot. Otherwise, nor do I dare. I face a man is a terrible, terrible thing.
Ever see a swimming tortoise? We all in the same boat, sitting hopeless. Except I hope to see you stop existing.
So right, that's why I've come to push weak knees within the sand before you.
Ever see the shorelines, lifelines, and lightlines?
Lean, dear mother, and plead, dear mother. You take, dear mother, our lives form back.
Once upon a time, the shores and the lakes met and balanced until the world became flat. Tides became mountains and mountains swam in. Little rose to meet men.
Before all the fine things and war, the tension hurry. And you realize when you're as deep as you thought. And water came up all the too deep. And the leaves were really dry. And the boys like those suddenly rose on me. And they no longer will see. And they understand what it means to sweat. And no one can tell. To never die what it's trying for. To no one can tell. And the seas spoke no more.
Thank you. Parker, here's your money. You won, man. Anybody can tell you you won.
How do you do, fellow kids? You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show, where somebody unplugged my microphone, and I had to plug it in. So you got to hear a little bit extra of the bed music. But before that, we heard the Dead Milkmen with Big Lizard, Soul and Dose with Human Races the Tortoise, off the Anti-Con compilation. Milk Cult with Big King Frog. And if you're noticing a theme here, these are all slimy, scaly green things. And that's what we're listening to tonight. Slimy, scaly green things. And we're going to hear more slimy, scaly green things up next with Hamill on Trial.
Well, I have to say that was a little heavy. How about something for the kids?
Little froggy in the schoolyard with his froggy friends, having laughs at recess, fun it never ends. Little froggy in the schoolyard, laughing in the sun, playing with all his pals, the recess bell is rung. It's hippity hoppity, hippity 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 hop, learning stuff at school, the fun it never stops. Look at Froggy go. Little Froggy in the schoolyard puts his books by the tree, likes to play with a worm or two, a bird or a bumblebee. Froggy's friends all form a team to roll a big red ball, having fun at recess till they hear the teacher call. There's red pals, white pals, black pals, yellow pals, green and brown and hay, learning stuff together, now's the time to play. It's hippity, 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 hippity hop, learning stuff at school, the fun it never stops. Look at Froggy go.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know their wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lover, the dreamer, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic.
It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Silent Lute.
Seth. Tonight. Tonight. Yes, eat a pizza. Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Froggy took the subway to the city. Froggy went right to the candy store. There's a girl that works there, she's so pretty. That's the gal that Froggy does adore. Froggy is in love. Froggy is in love. She likes Froggy too, they begin dating. Called a candy store to call their own. They got married, there's no hesitating. Lots of kids are jumping round the home. Froggy is in love. Froggy has a home. Froggy has a wife. And kids are business of their own. Look at Froggy go.
Chuckle up!
You're listening to the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show on WFMU Sheena's Jungle Room. Thank you for joining me tonight. Even though we're surrounded by... What are we surrounded by? Slimy, scaly, green things tonight. Ooh, why that? I don't know. I just wanted to hear Big Lizard, and then I put a whole set list behind it. That's right. Have to get our weekly dose of the Dead Milkmen, and then everything else just gets added. Like Hamel on Trial with Froggy Number One. Stephen Schilling with It's Not Easy Being Green Day. Silent Night, Holy Newt by Barnes and Barnes. Dead Iguana by the Hostile Amish. And Hamel on Trial again with Froggy Number Two. How was your Thanksgiving? Mine was pretty mellow. Yeah, hung out with the family. Then I went to Frank's place afterwards. Had to see the peeps. Bring them some dessert because they were working. Oh, yeah. My favorite haunt. Frank's place. It was fun going back there. I hadn't been there in a couple weeks because I've been out of town. And just so nice to be there and recognize so many people in the neighborhood there, sitting around the bar, having fun, chatting. It's just nice. It's like, I don't know, it's like Moe's Tavern or something. I get it now. I get it. Speaking of Moe's Tavern, no, I don't have a segue for that, but we should listen to some more music. Look, I only have an hour. That's a short amount of time. All right, let's hear what we have next for you. Look, Apple like switched around their player, so like where I knew exactly where the buttons were, now I have to think about it, I have to look for it. But here we go. We're all ready to hear DJ BC. Yay. Here we go.
My great pleasure to present to you.
That shit, son.
Rubber new groove.
Devastating to your ear.
Check it out now. I work the band to make the ink transform. Any particular service the fan lands on, I hear his hands on. What's the beat? The coolie high go cheese. High post technique. I drape off poetic landscapes and shape. Illustrate the paper space off the pens that paint. The design will have a National Geographic the magic with tailor-made status and plus flavor that's automatic.
When I ballin', we take it back to the days of yes, y'allin'. We holdin' on to what's golden.
Change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains, season up my name. We entertain, but a mutual game for close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head and hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mine, pay me by the hour.
We're not ballin', we take it back to the days of yes, y'allin'. We're holding on to what's golden.
My knee.
hot styles through. Some of you bum a few chairs from shock down. You word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
We're not ballin', we take it back to the days and yes, y'allin'. We're holding on to what's golden.
Two lazy frogs laying on a lazy log. You might think we look the same, but we're not the same. We're not the same at all. 'Cause I'm green and I'm blue. I don't like pizza, but I do. I don't like monkeys. I really like monkeys. I don't watch TV. Hey, let's watch some TV. We're both frogs, but we're not the same. We like different things and it's okay. Don't judge a book by its cover. We're different from each other. Different, but it's okay. 'Cause I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Pisces.
I hop wherever I go.
Jetway, grandma carry on, swear I pass like her halfway. Too jet lag, too many ER reruns. Brought my own pillow, 'cause they won't give me the free ones. Drama meaning on $9 rum and coke. I'll relax. I'm 6'6, I need an exit row or business class. My legs too long, like a couple of pythons. Wrap them in the aisle as the FBI gets on. We're safe from terrorists. Ha, I laugh like a lookalike contest. This agent looks like Shaft. Can't get the bin closed. I need a little help. Do they have to explain how to put on a seatbelt? iPod time, some clips, I recline my seat. The drama me kicks in and I fall fast asleep. Despite my iPod and reclining, we take off fine. I'm dreaming till this guy's leg brushes up mine. And I wake up, no one's sitting next to me. And there's something on the floor and it's caressing me. I gotta be crazy, there's nothing there, I'm insane. The pilot comes on, he's like a snake on the plane.
Nobody panic, the snake's on the plane. This is the cabin, the snake's on the plane.
I've had it with the snakes, the snake's on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snake's on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snake's on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. Yeah, I'll be safe in the laboratory, but it's occupied. I'm betting that hardcore is locked inside. Hit the next lavatory and the door opens wide. And my luck, a sexy stewardess pulls me inside. Feels my thigh, pops my snake out. She doesn't scream and she's as tight as a boa constrictor. It's like my dreams. It's Hollywood, y'all knew we fit in some sex. Then I realized the plane needs the best, needs success. I saw anacondas, I've got expertise. Like don't fire guns inside planes so we can breathe. The hissing's horrendous, the venom is vicious. I'm chopping off heads and protecting criminal misfits. Misfits. A guy from PETA screaming, killing snakes is murder. Look out, snake, look alike, guy from Good Burger. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. I'm playing Harrison Ford, I'm like, get off my plane. I'm the president, y'all snakes gon' know my name. Like Skeletor, man, I'm king of Snake Mountain. 'Cause I took out King Hiss, it wasn't close, it was a route. Man, people on seats, never seen so much action. Chopping snakes into fractions, winning awards for acting. Searching for traction, taking on the world laughing. Snakes on a plane, me, Samuel L. Jackson. Snakes 3, SLJ 69. Snakes on a plane, it's a hell of a time. Wait for the sequel, starring
than Sam and this jokester.
Snakes on a plane too, sharks on a roller coaster.
I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on a plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on a plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on a plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on a plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on a plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on a plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I've had it with the snakes, the snakes on the plane. I want these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane.
Hey, this is Success from the former Fat Boys. If you're listening to this, you paid to download our stuff, so we want to say thanks a lot for that. We appreciate the support. Look for us on tour this fall, and look for a new album either called Hardcore Supermodel or Ho Touchdown with this song, Snakes on a Plane, and about 20 other songs. Hope you enjoyed the album. Check out formerfatboys.com for more.
Hi, Ho Touchdown. Court. I can't come to the phone right now, so leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Corey, this is Samuel L. Jackson. Now, you may know me from my roles in movies like Pulp Fiction, Star Wars, and The Incredibles. But I'm here today to make sure you go see a movie that holds a special place in my heart. That's right. I'm talking about Snakes on a Plane.
Two!
I know that sounds crazy, but I don't give a damn because Snakes on a Plane...
Two!
...just might be the best motion picture ever made. It's that good. So listen up. Forget about your regular job. Messing around like a mad scientist. Go get your life partner, Benjamin, and go see Snakes on a Plane.
Two!
The one summer blockbuster that will take a big nasty bite out of your butt. It's simple. Do as I say and you live. You don't want to mess with me on this one because I will come after you. You hear me? Welcome aboard.
Snakes, hit the bars for some R&R like I'm Charles in charge. Me and my hoku, we hyper straight, living at large. Except the ones that died from the poisonous bites. But we pour 40s of frozen flavored ice on the curb as we enter this theme park center. Hardcore, hard as fuck, Samuel L. still my mentor. Wanna ride every ride till we done. Wanna win a prize for squirting the gun. Want my G's passed for by Olivia Munn. Like that old man said, more flags, more fun. And we chillin' out, yo, we riding those rides. Fast pass in our hands, yo, we skipping them lines. Then I feel a splash from nowhere, water hits me. Some ain't quite right, some seems fishy. Shark, sharks!
On the roller coaster.
Shark, sharks!
On the roller coaster.
Shark, sharks!
On the roller coaster.
Shark sharks, shark 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 sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks. Shark 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 shark. It happened so fast, so I grabbed my Glock, whipped it out, let it spray like Peter North's cock. But the way we was whipping in them loop de loops, I couldn't aim, couldn't shoot the mutant sharks on the loose. Hardcore, he threw up and then ran to El Baño. Probably gonna get a bump case, he was running with blind hoes. I was shooting and axing. Luckily, I brought my axe. Junior Woodchuck for life.
prepared for attacks from snakes and sharks and bug bats and rats, putting great whites in them body bags, and the hammerheads hammering they heads with a hammer. Yeah, I also had a hammer, crowd taking pics with cameras, we streaming it live for the at-home grandmas. Hope the third movie ain't Zeppelins and Pandas, they running the attractions, things going nuts, only one way to stop it, put bombs in their butts and blow
them up.
Sharks. Shark sharks
on a roller coaster.
Shark sharks
on a roller coaster.
Shark sharks, shark 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 sharks
on a roller coaster.
Shark sharks
on a roller coaster.
Shark sharks, shark 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 shark.
A
shark fighter than me, no fucking way. I'm Deep Blue Sea, I'm LL Cool J. I'm blowing up sharks from a roller coaster car that I ripped off the track, retrofitted in an hour. Driving it straight to the main control tower. The park's my gray skull, and I have the power. There's a boss shark inside, it's clear from his face. This ain't a normal shark, yo, this shark's from space. Part squid too, the way he let his ink spray. But I dodged like a Chrysler, like a rock Chevrolet. His henchmen chased, I got in costume and lost them. Threw bombs on their butts, blew them up, it was Jaws. And followed clues and twos to the water park ride. Final showdown, climactic boss fight. Eight shark guts for longer life, pay attention kids. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. It cuts in, cuts him, exposing lies. These mutant sharks were snakes in elaborate disguise. Back for revenge, consumed with hate. Chopped him up like a scene out of Fishy Swat 8. His wounds ridiculous, his blood glows in the dark. The smell is horrendous like an ostrich fart. But I got the last laugh as I axe out his heart. So I want you motherfucking sharks out my motherfucking park.
Shark sharks. On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks. Shark 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 sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks.
On a roller coaster.
Shark sharks. Shark 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 shark.
Well, you know me. I like happy endings and closure. What's going on? What happened? You know, Froggy.
Froggy's old now, he and the missus there at the pond. Gives her lots of kisses, grandchildren playing there. Four or five hopping in the air. Ever after, happily, it can happen. Look at Froggy. Froggy looks back at the years, the dreams, the hopes, the laughs, the tears. Gazes round at his family, lived his life successfully. Ever after, happily, it can happen. Look at Froggy. We'll be right back.
that little guy had become quite dear. As time went by, I got used to my little friend. If you took him away, my life would surely end. There's a lizard on my butthole. How did he get in there? Lizard on my butthole. Living in my underwear. My mom asked what crawled up your ass and died. I said, Mom, it's just a lizard going for a ride. Went to the pet shop the very next day. The lady behind the counter asked me, what are you, gay? You got a lizard up your butthole. How did he get in there? Lizard on my butthole. Living in my underwear. Went to the hospital feeling ill. Asked the doctor for a pill. Hurry up, doc, before I give you a smack. Get this reptile out of my crack. Lizard on my butthole. How did he get in there? Lizard on my butthole. Living in my underwear. Lizard on my butthole. How did he get in there? Lizard on my butthole. Living in my underwear.
dripping from your face, tragedy and pain, regretting the expression of self-disdain. Beckon of eel, crocodile tears marching down your cheek. Do a small sob for the thing you did last week. I look in your hands and there it is again. You don't regret a single thing, friend.
He's poisonous.
Aren't snakes look so deadly, so deadly, so deadly?
I don't fuck with snakes.
No.
I don't fuck with snakes. I don't fuck with things without arms and legs.
No.
I don't fuck with snakes. There are people that enjoy them. I avoid them. Creepy, crawly, filled with poison. Should destroy them. Yeah, I don't fuck with snakes.
No.
I don't fuck with snakes. This is not a metaphor for people that I don't enjoy. This is entirely about snakes. I don't care if they're your pet or if they haven't bit you yet. You will be the next thing that they ate. I mean eat, it's inevitable. They're a wild animal. They think you're edible. They can swallow you whole. And then you live in their belly. Yeah, 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 yeah. And it all feels like jelly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't fuck with snakes.
Did you fuck with a python?
I don't fuck with snakes.
Hello, kids. We are winding down the Slimy Scaly Green Things episode of Cheekin Tongues, episode number 178. I should tell you what we listened to, though, shouldn't I? Isn't that what I'm here to do? We heard DJ BC with Golden Peace Frog. Lime Lynch with Two Frogs. Snakes on a Plane by former Fat Boys. Samuel Jackson leaves Hardcore a voicemail by former Fat Boys. And one more former Fat Boys, Snakes on a Plane too. We heard Hamel on Trial with Froggy Number 3. The Hostile Amish with Lizard Up My Butthole. Gangrene with Croc Ud. A Dial Rock. That's right, I did not misspell it. It's the way it was on the track. No, no. Neil Cicierga with Crocodile Chop. Jack Stauber's Micropop with Crocodile Tears. And we finished today's show with Kuruk and Snakes. That's it. Stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich. Thanks for joining. Have a cheeky weeky.
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. And now now that it is officially December, Dime Store Radio Theater is flipping over to holiday programming mode to help keep you in the spirit all month long. This year, Dime Store Radio Theater offers holiday and date Christmas fun with original broadcasts aired again on the same date they were originally heard, but many decades later. As December rolls along, you'll find that Dime Store Radio Theater keeps up with the past to help put you more in the mind of a listener from broadcasting's yesteryear. This time, we have selected feature presentations for the entire month, offering romance, adventure, and seasonal tidings that will make you feel like you've been under the mistletoe all night long. This time of year is a terrifying and lonely torment on our minds and souls. So, let Dime Store Radio Theater be the guiding light this holiday season with simple distractions to help you pass the time. On our first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an episode of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. This one entitled, With Malice Aforethought.
Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. I have a frightening and moving story for you about a man caught up in a web of suspicion and accused of unprovoked murder. From this beginning, point builds upon point until he is almost overwhelmed with prejudice and hatred, and the life he knew and believed in is distorted and made ugly. Many years ago, Kipling said in a poem that East was East and West was West, and that they would never meet. Our story concerns a similar situation that is very much with us today. Our mystery drama, With Malice Aforethought, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sidney Sloan and stars Carlos Carrasco. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It's our holiday and date, Christmas fun. Sit back and enjoy a mid-century masterpiece of holiday programming from yesteryear, from today's date. It's Dime Store Radio Theater's holiday and date, Christmas fun. What better way to celebrate the holidays on Sheena's Jungle Room and WFMU?
When Sergeant Gilmore Roby climbed into the unmarked car assigned to the narco squad that night, he had nothing on his mind that troubled him. All the way out to the bust, he sat quietly in the car. Oh, of course, there was danger. There always was during a bust. But after nearly 10 years on the force and 100 incidents a year, danger became routine. You knew it was there. You were prepared. You did your job. After all this time, you tried not to get up a sweat. You just couldn't and do your job right. And Gil Roby tried to do his best every time. That's what was expected of him. That's what he was paid for. And then it happened. The thing he had always kept hidden in the back of his mind.
Gil?
Yeah?
You see anything?
No. Nothing's moving.
He's been talking to the captain. He said they're in there. They're working in there.
Windows look dark. No light.
Yeah, painted over grumbly.
Smoke coming out the chimney. Smell it?
Yeah.
There's no mistaking that smell. Wood fire.
That's right. Nothing suspicious. Looks like a peaceful old suburban house.
What's the plan?
Honor signal. The usual. They'll bring you slash 3 times. You take the back door, I'm taking the front. They'll cover us and keep the sides under control.
You're taking the front door, Kip?
Yeah.
Captain assigned it that way?
No, I did. All he said was you and Roby take the front door on the back.
The front is the Tucker spot. Why you?
Front or back? You gonna give me an argument? They're both lousy.
Look, Kip, I don't want...
Shut up. That's the signal. Get moving. Now, wait till you hear me. Then move in like gangbusters.
Open up, police! You are surrounded! Behind your neck!
Okay, move on. Here, come on.
Stop! Stop! You... Gil, are you all right?
Oh, good, there you are. Now we got everything all tied up in front. We bagged them all.
Not all. Take a look.
Yeah, you got him. Right through the head.